Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, yeah. So they way ahead. I think in Germany right now, no, Germany's a little bit, I think it's more or less
6,000
miles. Yeah, they're in the evening time. Love you, my brother.
Appreciate all. Hey, I guess welcome to the most distinct family on the face of planet Earth.
Woo!
Hallelujah. Chosen of Yah.
Yes. You gotta get this thing zoomed in, man. How bird out. As we learned from Brother Daniel in the Lion's Den, that was a good broadcast, wasn't it?
Yes, sir.
How the Father look at us. You know, we're told this quite often. But because we were born in sin, shaped in iniquity, we don't understand and comprehend that Yah is actually rooting for us. Why would he redeem us? That's what people keep forgetting. There's a battle, there's a war, there's a fight.
Right.
I mean, that's why it says weapons of our warfare.
Mm.
Most people think we ain't even in a war, because they don't exist like we're in a war.
Right.
I mean, people think we just going on through life. We just existed and day come, day go, and case that rah, whatever will be, and no, we're in a war every day. Brother Camacho, bless you, pastor, teacher, brothers, family.
Hallelujah.
Straight way in Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
We receive that.
Yes.
So we are definitely part of the fellowship of the unashamed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
The Most High Yah, we can't say enough about him. Can't say enough about the Father. But I really, truly love that part over in the Apocrypha. And that amazing, too, how they conveniently leave out these books as well. I mean, when they talk about, they say they call them canonized. If y'all know my pronunciation, it's always canonized.
Uh-huh.
You ever notice non-canonical? Says who?
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I mean?
Yes,
says who?
Yep.
And who gave them authority?
Right. Yes, sir.
And the right.
Right.
You mean what they were basically telling you that I call them the scripture that hadn't been canonized. In other words, it was the Canaanites that actually removed the scripture from them. That's what they call them, canonical. They be trying to dress stuff up. That is probably properly, but I still call them Canaanites. Because they always trying to do away with Yah's law. But then it impresses upon us how important it is to keep Yah's law.
Yes, sir.
I don't care what you read. And I tell you, man, I resent the fact that you got this satanic religion. You know, nobody talks about Christianity the way I do. When you first hear it, it makes you cringe. It makes you like, oh, wait a minute. Whoa, this is a shock factor here. Nobody talks about Christianity, man. Wrong to. Automatically, you think he's talking to God about Jesus. Talking against Jesus. All you got to do is listen. Just listen for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Then you start finding out all these truths. You know what you come up with? You come up with the strong delusion that Paul warned us about. And Christianity is a strong
delusion. Yes.
You got to be on that chronic to believe that shit. You got to hit it hard, too. You got to be on some serious shit to believe Christianity. I mean, really, think about it. And you would think with all these confident Christians out there, there got to be somebody. Somebody got to be worthy of a good discussion on this.
Right.
Bless your brother, Sanders, Sister Soon. Thank y'all for all y'all do.
Man,
that's what you're getting out there, too. Huh? The most wicked religion that has ever... Christianity is worse than Egyptology. Christianity is worse than Satanism.
Mm-hmm.
You know the reason why? I can go all night long just on this subject alone. because it has a form of godliness.
Right.
But it denies the power thereof. Tell me don't do it.
Right.
Tell me don't do it. Huh? It talks out of two sides of its neck.
Right.
It does. Christianity does.
Mm-hmm.
I told you. You got America kissing the state of Israel's ass.
Oh, man.
And for what?
For what?
Then they claim they vote Christian again. I ain't got into the greetings yet. Anyway, this is what they claim. They claim that we are Judeo Christians. You ever heard of an oxymoron? Judeo Christians. Back about this for a second,
sir.
We are Judeo Christians. Now let's take a look at this. They claim to be on Jerusalem's jock. All right? And yet, they are supporting the people who denies their Jesus. You can't even mention Jesus over there. They won't even let you become a citizen in Israel unless you renounce Jesus Christ.
Yes,
tell them put that on TVN and the 700 Club. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
You cannot become a citizen of the state of Israel unless you renounce Jesus Christ. And yet we send them all kind of money every year. I just saw a news clip earlier over in Africa, they had some floods. They're just messing people up. Thank you, Monkey Bass, the best of my brother. Bless you. There's some. Bless you. That guy, Israel. Bless y'all. Thank y'all for your offerings. They had over in Africa, some people, some tribes got flooded out really bad. And I said to my side, and I said, y'all want to bet $100? Even though they ain't going nowhere, still the same household. We're going to bet $100. America don't send no aid over there.
Yeah.
You know the reason why? Because it's a melanated nation.
Oh.
America don't send. America don't send.
Tell the truth.
Say bring it out. Help. Money.
Mm-hmm.
To countries that ain't white.
Ooh.
You don't believe it? Ukraine ain't even in the United Nations.
Out of
their way. We only have a damn dog in a race over there. What the hell are we doing sending them all this money? And in our own backyard.
Yes.
We got people starving. You be using the money.
Yes, sir. That's great.
And we give them $1,500. It's supposed to last them the rest of the year called stimulus checks. How a stimulus check working for you now is biting in your ass on 9.1% inflation, really like 18%. Best child, Doris said exactly. Best Omar, Fernandez, all of y'all. See, this is straight up facts that cannot be argued. You notice they invite every preacher to come on that platform to interview. Don't never call Pastor Guy. I don't care what platform they never call Pastor. I'm serious. They know they can toy with.
Yes, sir. Yes.
See, they know me because they know me. What they know about me, well, you know, if you invite him over, he gonna go off script. There ain't no script, but true.
These scripts.
So we got this nation over here that we support called Israel. And when you mention the name Israel, automatically these dumbass Christians, these dumbass Americans think it's associated with the Israel of the Bible. And if you tell them who Israel is, I guarantee they won't send no money to them.
Oh.
Oh. You know, I know. We've been asking for reparations ever since, but that dang.
Yes.
See, these are facts. Cold, hard facts.
Wait.
But then, watch this. You got this nation over here, and you got Christianity that supports this nation. But that nation don't support Christianity.
Right.
You'll find the pleasure only works one way. Facts. As the old saying goes, we may all be entitled to our own opinion, but we're definitely not entitled to our own facts. So we should bend the facts here. So the book, Yahshua, tells us clearly. If you love me, then keep my commandments. Ain't that what he said?
Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
And you have Christianity tell you, you can love God, but you don't have to obey him. You don't have to do a damn thing he says. Pastor Dow, they don't say it like that. Yeah, they do. Yes, they do, too. They say it like this. They say, we're under grace, we're not under the law. Therefore, we don't have to, there's not a way with us, so we don't have to do that. In other words, we can be disobedient on purpose.
Right.
They just dress it up. So you got one that accepts the Messiah but rejects the law, Christianity. Then you have the Jews, the so-called Jews, who accept the law but reject the Messiah. And Pastor Dow is telling you, strong delusion.
Yes, sir.
It's already been talked about. For this cause, y'all would send them a strong delusion. That they will believe a lie and not the truth. For what purpose, y'all? So they all might be damned.
Yep.
You think about this one second. Brother Daniel and them bought it out beautifully. This past Lion's Den. Y'all ain't excited. He told you, in this world, there's going to be many that perish.
Yes, sir.
But only few is going to be saved.
Yes, sir.
And then the book even told you, don't tell me about my creation. I love my creation more than you ever will.
Yes.
But you can clearly see that y'all made a distinction. Don't come to me praying for the wicked. Don't come to me making intercession for those who are dead.
Uh-huh.
Don't even talk to me about those who walk transgressing.
Oh, man.
Transgress against my law, go contrary on purpose. Keep them out of your mouth.
Yeah. Wicked heart.
See? Yeah, God is love. He sure is. Not only is God is love, but he's also just.
Yeah.
He's so just that hell has to enlarge in himself.
Yeah.
Just to make sure that his word comes to pass. Huh?
Yes, sir. Word.
Ain't y'all good?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The only good one. I'm giving y'all a short version. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir. How
lovely are my courts.
Come on, Chef.
Oh,
Hell no.
Nope.
True.
Very true.
They love their lives.
Come on.
They love their disobedient, commandment-breaking family more than they do Yah.
Yes,
let's go ahead and get on with the introductions of the night. We are in the time of our season, in the seventh month. We're going to talk about this a little bit tonight, too. Bless you, Brother Ellis. You know, the Most High Yah said three times in a year, shall all males appear before Yah. Hold on. You know, and the place which Yah will choose. Watch this. And whether two or more gather together my name, there I am in the midst.
Yes.
He did say that too, right?
Yes, sir.
That two or more don't mean you and just your little immediate family.
Come on,
that's why he says, when a man leaves his father and mother, these two join together.
They become
what? One.
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 And
the children is part of your one.
Everybody's
trying to make all these excuses to not do what Yah says in the symbol. They want to break his commandments.
Yes, sir.
And everybody knows. Let me see. When Israel kept the Passover, I suppose some was in Goshen, some was downtown Egypt, some was over in Canaan.
One place.
Or they all commanded to meet at the place which y'all choose.
Oh, come on.
Now, believe me, I got it. Well, we ain't all in Jerusalem, no, but we all like little sanctuaries.
Yeah.
And if he called you to a particular place,
yeah,
you should be there.
Yeah.
Right? Because y'all going to be wherever his people are.
Oh, come on.
Well, I'm y'all's people, but you disobedient. So you just want to make excuses because you learned this American lying-ass way.
Come on.
To where you can cater to your flesh and be lazy.
Come on.
And don't have to do what y'all say. You don't love accountability.
Come on, sir. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir. You own it, sir. Yeah. You own it, sir.
Come on. And these people believe they're spiritual.
Yeah.
So we'll assemble together because just like me and you out there that still lose this broadcast, y'all called you. I remember what y'all said. God told me to come the straight way. And God told you to leave too, didn't he?
Okay.
So God is schizophrenic like you are. Y'all are schizophrenic like you are, huh? Well, God, y'all didn't never tell me straight was going to put me away. You mean y'all never told you that we wasn't going to tolerate your disobedience? Y'all never told you that you wasn't going to come over here and change us. We're here to change you.
Come on.
Praise God. Praise God.
Down the straightway,
y'all. You hear that?
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsensical, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
So he commanded three times in the year for all of us to appear before the Most High Yah, and we in that season.
Yes, we are.
Blessed be the name of God.
Blessed be the name of Yah.
So we have a feast of trumpets coming up, what the world calls Saturday night. Saturday night. And I want y'all to invite y'all hypocritical, on their way to hell Christians to listen to this broadcast. I mean, the book says, let no man deceive you by any means. I'm a means. So don't let me even deceive you. But why is it you never apply that same scripture to your lying-ass preacher? Come on.
Yep.
Or your lying-ass mom and daddy.
Come on.
Now, you ain't got to say it like that. Oh, boy. Y'all hear the Bible talk. Especially the Song of Solomon. And the Song of Songs.
Woo-wee.
That's not even talk, boy. Solomon had a vocabulary on him. Yeah. Believe me, we're not going to say nothing that's going to disturb the youth, I promise you. So we got trumpets coming up. We're going to be blowing. We usually walk. And we walk to the edge of the land. Got it. We may walk the whole street this time. And, of course, if any dogs come out on this road and they're off the chain, y'all may hear a couple of gunshots, too, which will enhance the trumpet sound. blow trumpets, come in and sing praises, most high Yah. Knowing we on the road.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Then we have Day of Atonement after that. Mm-hmm. Coming up on the night, mm-hmm. nightfall of the third. And of course, on that fourth day morning, or that third day morning, which is, I'm trying not to confuse y'all, which is October the 4th, we are going to be wearing all white.
Yes.
And it's our custom.
Yes.
Why are you white?
Well, Pastor Dive, you got any Bible for it? Yeah, custom. Mm-hmm. Renders
yep.
custom mm-hmm. to whom custom mm-hmm. is due. Mm-hmm. But you don't know about that because y'all all so you're so used to being disobedient and dishonorable. Except we gotta go to a job and do what the boss tell you. That.
Man,
then you ain't got no argument at all on that. You obey the heathen more than you will somehow keep the command. Hypocrite.
Uh huh. Hell.
Yeah, beware of false prophets, brother, ugly. Mm. False teachers, false brothers.
Beware
of
yourself.
Now beware yourself too. Beware of them two bellies that's hanging over your gut. Well, hanging over your belt. You got TB. I ain't talking about tuberculosis either. Do y'all know that my flesh has a propensity to just be fat as hell?
Yes,
sir. I don't know of one human being that doesn't.
Come on, sir. Come on.
So knowing that, I've got to make adjustments.
Yes. Come on.
I can't go out there and be in Jeep.
No. No.
All my sides eat more than I do on a daily. All of them do. I just know what to eat, how to eat, and when to eat to be beneficial. But they all, you can ask them, all of them eat more than I do. I know it sounds crazy, but I promise you I can call them all in here and they'll tell you. They all eat more than I do. And I'm eating right now. The chips. You know how many times I've had these chips right here in the last 2 weeks? Once. Right now.
Come on. Come on. Come on.
See that, brother? Ugly, beware of false brothers. They'll cause you to eat yourself into oblivion. Then people get mad at me because I talk like that, too. I'm not saying, listen. Maintain a nice silhouette. So you need to run, move. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Being a TJ, I'm sure you don't want to be carrying me during tribulation, brother. That stuff will wear you out pretty fast. Huh? I know. I used to carry my rucksack used to average between 85 and 120 pounds. You just never know when. We used to hump 15, 20 miles, I guess. And I ain't talking about on the road either with stop signs either. Don't tell me about the woods.
Oh. Yes, sir.
Well, infantry men be carrying them rucksacks back here too. They got to carry mortar rounds, got to carry ammo, grenades, smoke. I'm serious. That ain't no joke. I know what the problem with this generation is.
Let's say it, sir.
They have love being at ease.
Yes. I agree.
And they have never... There's very few people in this world has ever been to any kind of disciplines. Not for real. But let me get these announcements out of the way here. Then we got a piece of Tabernacles coming up. Now listen here, y'all. Right now, y'all notice this temperature is dropping fast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's the second of I'm like, man, we in October.
Oh.
I'm going to tell y'all right now, y'all better buy some wool blankets.
Yep.
If you got some good Arctic sleeping bags, you better use them.
Yes, sir.
Buy some propane cylinders. We got little buddies.
Yes, sir.
Make sure. I've been talking with Michael Israel. We won't put a plug in for him. We got to get it now. We're up against the deadline almost on that. Y'all need to load up on some vitamin C, vitamin D, magnesium, On Guard.
Yes.
Drink some water.
Yes. Electrolytes. Yeah.
Another thing is if you can start getting a regimen or taking a cap full of apple cider vinegar every day. Anything you can do.
Yes. Come on.
So boost your immune system.
Yes.
Hmm?
Yes.
Anything you can do. Any type of pills or something that will keep your respiratory system clean.
Hallelujah.
You need to do whatever you can to make sure you build yourself up. Because as sure as day, there's going to be some brother and sister that don't brush their teeth and wash their behind and want to hug you. That's just real. That's just a reality, folks. Whenever you have a bunch of people together, somebody's going to drop the ball. None of you know that. All right? The reason why women don't like the way Pastor Dow talk, because I shoot straight down the middle. I ain't got time to be torn around. Every woman that y'all meet out in the world is a liar.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh,
amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, hallelujah.
Say it again, bro.
Here y'all.
Yeah.
Going back.
I'm with it,
Chef. You know I know they're lies?
I'm with it, Chef.
Because they don't wear their own hair.
Mm-hmm.
They only have their own face on. It's bad. I saw a woman the other day. She is actually at this clinic. And it's bad when a woman, even with makeup and somebody else's hair, and she's still ugly, and she thinks she's beautiful. And her lips look like these big old balloons. Because they go and they shoot these needles in their lips. Botox lips. I'm like, man, y'all ever heard of Ringling Brothers, Barnum's, and Bailey Circus?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's the devil. I told you, women, weaker vessels, save to sell them any damn thing. They'll buy
anything.
Snake oil, they buy it all.
Anything.
That's what Botox is. Snake oil. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, sir.
They're so rejected that they got to go and put, there's nothing. Matter of fact, in this world today, what is real about a woman nowadays except Israelite women? You're talking about low self-esteem.
Yes. Yes, I
think. Yeah, really, some serious self-hatred.
Yeah.
And then the first thing they want to do is they want to call a man shameful and deceitful.
Mm-hmm.
If he has no hair up on top of his head, and then he go and gets one of them damn things, what you call them?
Toupees
and stick it up there. Now they gluing shit people's head.
Yep.
And then they fade it in, and then he goes out and get his greaser formula 44, get his beard black and everything. They go, oh, that's a lie. That's a deceit. Ah. All they do is the same thing you're doing.
Come on, Sean.
Do a lot.
It's okay if they do.
Tell me, Sam.
It is.
Women, you are the weaker vessel.
I mean, bottom line.
And I told you, I always told Mother Carol, I said, you only be one on makeup. I said, because when I leave out the door, because she used to manage one of those tuxedo stores. I said, you put that makeup on, you ain't putting it on for me. I don't get to see you all day.
Oh, come on.
This is the line of an 18, 19-year-old man.
Come on, Chef. Yes, sir.
Wise mind.
Yes, sir.
This got to be for everybody else, because it can't be for me. Because around this house, when we're at home, you ain't think about putting no damn makeup on like that. Because I used to talk 18, 19, 20 years old. Hallelujah. I ain't stopped either.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'm telling the truth. That's why Israelite women should not never have to ever be out there working on no man's job.
Nah. Truth. Truth.
You can't imagine what man could be trying to make a pass at your woman. I told my wife, I said, listen, if anybody ever tried to do something, you've already given them a warning, still persist. I said, don't only get that one warning, then you come talk to me. You don't tell me, and I come up on the situation, your ass is grass. And he is. And we're done.
Truth.
I've always thought like that. Give me a call out. I don't care how so-called innocent or whatever, well, that's my ass. I already gave you the warning.
Cry loud. Cry out.
Isn't that real?
Mm-hmm.
Then come in the company later on to find out that a woman is my property.
Yeah.
Bro, I don't want you putting your damn seed in my land. I'm planting my own damn soil. Let me cultivate my own fruit.
Preach.
So I'm learning all this adorable. Isn't that something?
Yeah. All right, all
already right. In you. Come on.
It's just all of my own. Ain't nothing wrong with me, so I'm with his work.
Yeah.
This old world. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah.
Come on.
Praise God.
Praise God.
They should have a Pastor Dow YouTube channel even before YouTube was even invented.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's missing.
Well, y'all got until the 10th of September to get your deadline in for letters. Thank you, mate. And you've got till everybody should be calling in right now.
Yep.
Hence, Straightway Goshen. Everybody should be calling in and let me know what their numbers are for Tabernacles. We've extended it to 1,000 saints.
Right.
And we ain't going past that. So y'all need to let us know when it come, when y'all coming, when you're gone. All right? We know that. We have also, we have it slated for y'all to start setting up on Wednesday, October the 5th, just to keep it simple for y'all. We don't exactly know. I have not really meditate. I need to meditate. So I have not meditated on it yet exactly how we're going to run the actual meeting times. Because we're going to be in Shabbat service that morning. We Feast of Tabernacles start that night.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we'll announce it in plenty of times so everybody be ready. Then we have Pastor Liberace is going to be in there.
Hallelujah.
We have Midnight Air is going to be in there. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah.
Y'all better make sure y'all bring something warm to say. I personally, to me,
yes, sir.
I love sleeping outside.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of good sleep in that tent at night. I get a lot of this
I'll be out.
Nice, cool, cold, man. Shoot.
I'm gone.
I sleep good.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah.
I sleep real good. And to me, it's luxury.
Uh-huh.
Because my first, at least for the first 5 years in the military, we never slept in a damn tent. Everything was humped, pulled up next to a tree or a bush. That was it. My pillow was a rucksack.
Mm.
So, excuse me if I'm not used to all this belly aching.
Come on.
All this crying.
Come on. Murmuring. Come on.
Don't think I'm insensitive because I don't understand
right.
your spoiled American weak spirit. You understand what I mean?
Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm not your mama. I'm not here to call you a crazy.
Oh,
come on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. I'm your pastor.
Yes.
Yes. That's why I have a staff.
Yeah.
You don't know what that staff is for, right? Come on. We've been over that many times, too. That's the reason I've got a hook on.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yep.
There's another thing. If we was back in our day, you wouldn't have these teacher Eric's and Brother Uglies and Elder Austin's, and you wouldn't have all these people behaving like this.
Because
as soon as they yep. turn around and descend, go to another nation, Moses would have gave the order, kill their ass.
Yep.
Open it up, everyone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Go check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you got really, really bad, you got a whole coalition. He told Moses, said, we're going to find out who y'all really listen to.
Yeah.
If y'all don't do a new thing
yeah.
and open up this earth,
yeah.
we'll find out. We're going to see who you say you for y'all. You say, I say I'm for y'all. One of us is right, one of us is wrong.
Yes, sir.
We both cannot be right.
Hey.
We can't. Somebody got to be wrong.
Yes.
Yeah. Cord, they send the beer, man. They put them all in it.
Oh, yeah.
I do want y'all to stay tuned to see how this nation of misfits are going to work out with all 44 of them over there listening to Teach Eric now. Can you imagine what kind of nation you're going to make with Mike Fullen, Victoria Hardwick, Brother Ugly, and some of these other folks out there? Can you imagine what kind of people, what kind of nation they going to produce? Who going to be the leader? Who going to obey? Who going to lead? If crap hit the fan, you think DJ going to open up his home for y'all to come open?
Dang.
All y'all doing is deceiving each other, and y'all doing it. Y'all doing it. Wow. If right now it's been the green, it's easy, but the dry coming. You with words.
Yep.
They don't love that word. They don't love you. They don't love you.
Nope.
They love only what pertaineth to them.
Come on, sir. Come on.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Mark those words.
Yes, sir.
Record.
You got all them over there. They seem like they together.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like with Paul and Barnabas. Paul and Barnabas, they was a good team.
Mm-hmm.
Until there was so much contention amongst them. It's so thick, man. And we see who y'all chose. Paul, we don't hear nothing about Barnabas.
Oh.
Where's the history of Barnabas and all these other writings in the Renewed Covenant? Y'all is the one going to judge that.
Yes, sir.
Just like he's going to judge us all.
Yes, sir.
But we're going with straight facts right here.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, Brother Ugly gets out and make a video. And you know, it ain't his character to call names, but it's my character to call names.
Yes, sir.
Because I follow the ancients of my people.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
We don't speak in hypotheticals or innuendos or extenuating.
Yeah.
So no room for misunderstanding.
Straight.
We're only speaking in that type of language, and when we're trying to reach a brother and see how spiritual then he
right.
is.
Yeah.
And if he ain't that spiritual, then we got to come right down the middle.
Yes.
And hoping to say this. But what do we have to do with them that are without? We mark them, but we only care about those that are within.
Sheep,
not the goats. Now, in the midst of all this preaching and teaching, we'll digress to the announcements too, which we'll get through one day or another. The last great day of the eighth day is on that first day, and the last day that all the saints can actually be on land is the 18th, because we got to clean up. It's getting cold, sisters. Brothers, it's getting cold. If y'all find another ministry out there that's speaking truth more real than we are, can y'all please just be humble and show us? Just show us. See, this generation has not learned how to speak like men. They want to hold people's feelings and emotions. Listen, when I talk to people, I talk to them. I don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right, right.
Because emotions and feelings, they real, man.
Yeah.
But if you don't get to the place where you actually paying attention to what is the meaning of the voice. Because every voice has a meaning.
Right.
Every voice has a significance. So every voice, there's an intent and there's a meaning for it.
There it is. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Brother, get your ass off this damn road and get over this fence right now.
Yeah.
You may not like me and talk to you like that.
Yeah.
But you're going to see that line on your ass.
Oh, yeah. In your life.
Come on, sir.
Come on, sir.
How else am I
going to
get your attention?
Come on, sir.
Yeah. Ooh. So this generation would tell Isaiah, whisper. Keep your voice as low as a floss.
Gentle.
Hey, that's true.
Come on.
Deception.
Yeah.
Major deception.
How many times you've had in your youth? Did you play football in your youth?
Not until high school.
Did coaches ever grab you and play smash in high school? You didn't like it. Mm-mm. You could easily probably beat shit out of coach.
Yeah.
Well, you'd have been in a hell of a lot of trouble too, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Had nothing to do with that.
Right.
Meaning of a voice. This is going to admit it. Some of us can be corrected and know that the correction is for our good.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Some of us, people who don't know how, the people who try to define what correction and instruction is, always twist and warp it. See, this generation don't want no correction. They don't want no instruction.
Facts.
They want you to let them fail.
Right.
And then blame you for not telling. Well, why did you tell me? Why did you say something?
Are
you for real?
Mm-hmm.
For real. Well, the book says corrections and reproofs are a way of life.
Right. Yeah.
People don't want life.
Oh.
Yeah. I'll say it again. I went to Canada before COVID. At least 5-6 years in a row.
No.
I didn't go to see Brother Ugly. I didn't go to his place.
No.
I always went to Brother Steve and Sister Winter's place.
Yeah,
you couldn't even get them all together up there in Canada. It'd just be Brother Steve, Sister Winter, Brother Ugly. Every once in a while he would show up. But he always in contention with Brother Steve. Mm. Why are you in contention with somebody your elder.
That is true.
Why? If you see me going to that homestead right now, I'm telling y'all all, I've told y'all many times, y'all need to be meeting here.
Yeah.
Why can't y'all be obedient?
Real. That is true.
But then when we will come up there, next thing you know, bro, Steve and them got to figure out places for houses and people sleeping on couches and on the living room floor and different little cottages and everything. All of a sudden, there's 20-some people show up. Everybody seemed like they were so much in so much great fellowship.
Look at that. Look at that.
All because nobody didn't want to be under the headship of Brother C.
Oh.
Well, you don't get to pick and choose who you want to.
Come on.
Well, yeah.
Come on,
Come on.
Here, me and Mother Carol, for years, and me and Mama Nelly and Mother Carol, but we go up there, we at Brother Steve's house. What do y'all think we tell y'all to meet this
Brother Steve?
We didn't say a word. What do we think you tell us? See, that's to tell the truth. You're rebellious.
Yes, sir.
But you're stubborn. You're stiff-necked.
Yes.
You're full of witchcraft.
Yes. Yes.
And then they wonder why I would never ever. Brother, it's obvious. It's obvious where we're going. Because I could have made a beeline. They're just right there on the outside of Toronto. Just right next door to Toronto. Man, shit, I could have saved me another 6-7-8 hour drive. Because Brother Stephen lived deep in Canada.
Good.
You see what I'm saying? But they will sure make that trip when we come up out, you hypocrites.
Yeah.
Everybody acting like they love Jesus.
Israel.
And then the very thing that you accuse people of, you guilty of yourself.
Yeah.
You are a respecter of persons, and because of being a respecter of person, you committed sin. Now who the hypocrite? See, Israel's good that we all hear this.
Yes.
Because some of y'all don't know assembly etiquette.
Oh.
You read your
own word.
No, you don't even know how to behave in a household.
That's a good word. That's good.
You really don't know. You think the assembly functions like your dysfunctional home.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Y'all cut it off anytime you want. If y'all get cold, then we can, if it gets too hot, you can always cut things back on. But the assembly don't function like your dysfunctional home. We're commanded to have laws.
Yes.
And just like Lion Brother Ugly said, he said, whatever names or whatever titles they choose to give themselves, I didn't give myself this title. I didn't give myself this calling. I had old men.
Yes.
20 and 30 years older than me that watched my walk carefully.
Ooh.
Evaluated me very carefully. I ain't asked for it. But they couldn't deny the anointing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
True. Come on, sir.
Yeah, I just broke down, man.
Come on.
We had a service one night, man. We just in church having service. You got all these bishops and the elders up there, man. And there was this big old line for people wanting to receive baptism in the Holy Spirit. And I watched a few times, nothing was going on. So I went up and started laying hands on people. As soon as I started laying hands, bam, Holy Spirit. Bam, Holy Spirit. Bam, Holy Spirit. Bam, Holy Spirit. Bam. Then people start bringing the children up from here. Bam, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. And you think that was me?
Ooh,
come on. You out of your mind. That's God.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
The bishop already had that gift to be able to do it. But y'all was just up using me that night, and I just went on right back to being brought out. I didn't know nothing. I was just doing whatever.
Hallelujah.
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 You know what I mean?
Yes,
see,
sir.
Because this is the problem. Because nobody that they're familiar with is doing it the scripture way. Therefore, it can't be done. You know what I mean? But somebody is doing the scripture way. Pastor Corey didn't become a pastor because he said, I'm a pastor. He had me and that man over there lay hands on him.
Ooh,
the one with the elders. That's how he became a pastor.
Hallelujah.
So ain't no mama calling daddy.
Oh, no. It's from on high.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me.
Yes, sir.
And I know there's plenty of you. You believe you got a calling on your life.
Mm-hmm.
Good, believe that. I ain't got no problem with it.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on believing it. But in this ministry, it ain't going nowhere until y'all give at least 2 or 3 witnesses from the eldership.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Elder Rufus ain't always been Elder Rufus. Bless Elder Rufus, man. When he's telling y'all the truth, he's telling y'all the truth. Elder Rufus, man, you can see that he loved, when he first came, you can tell he loved Jesus. You good. But he was just shitting on himself everywhere he went, in a good way. You know how some people, it's not in their heart to make mistakes, but they're making them. And he wasn't making bad mistakes. He just didn't know. Is that not making sense?
Right.
He wasn't making foolish mistakes. He just didn't know. He wasn't, I don't know how you can say, he'll make a righteous mistake.
Yeah.
The one we use all the time.
Yeah,
yeah, zeal, but not according to knowledge. Yes, sir. El Rubens, you understand what you read? Oh, yeah. Shut up, El Rubens. I mean, shut up, Brother Rubens. You understand a damn thing you read. What does the book say? How can I? Except some man died then. Then he would feel like this. Live my book. El Rubens thought that he was actually going to move in a straightway. He sure did. He came up on straightway with every single bit of belongings he had in his car. You know, Lord Jennifer. I said, bye. See you later. Come back in a couple weeks. He come back too.
Hallelujah.
Bye. See you later in a few months. Mm-hmm. Nah. Most likely I got something different for you. He didn't tell himself that the most I got something different for him. Now, who can say the Elder Rufus ain't an elder, though?
Come on.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What?
Who can say he's not an elder?
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
This is
good. He's an elder.
Yes.
No damn doubt about it.
No doubt at all.
But see, some of you have aspirations and want to be ordained, but you lack one of the greatest virtues that there is in order to be part of the presbytery. Can I say that and be pure, man?
Yes, sir.
And we're not talking about being Presbyterians either.
Hallelujah.
You know what that is? Anybody want to know what it is?
Yes,
y'all know what it is?
Yes, sir.
Type in the number 3.
3.
Because I've never seen anybody that's truthfully ordained by Yah. It did not have this particular character trait. And that character trait is temperance.
Mm.
Temperance. They're able to be in self-control. You ain't got no self-control? You ain't. There's no way you can be part of this.
Yes,
what? So you'll be able to bring a block on the ministry?
Come on.
You've got to have 100% control over your volition.
Yes, sir.
You don't have the luxury to just fly off at the damn handle anytime you want to. Don't the book teach that the man of y'all must be gray,
yeah.
Sober, temperate? See what I mean?
Yes, sir.
We don't get the luxury to act all in our emotions and get in our feelings and cut a fool in every time we want. There must be some self-control there.
Yeah.
And some of you already, you can check yourself out on that until you mature. I know you read like the Christians do. If any man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. Just because you have that desire don't mean you're going to get it. See, they misapply everything, man.
Yeah.
I guess tonight is all about how to behave in a household of faith.
Hey, hallelujah. Hey, good. Good. Good.
Even though I have had older men in front of me, Straightway wasn't built on another man's work. You can't find a ministry in this world and then find the similitudes,
no.
The familiarity,
no.
With any ministry in this world and us.
Nope.
You can't do it. I think we have, I'm not saying we got plenty of room for improvement, but I don't know of another assembly in the world that is more balanced than we are. And y'all hate to fall in balance, so we make sure we live by that. Second Corinthians chapter 10 teach. Did y'all hear what I said?
Yes,
that we did, this man, this ministry wasn't built on another man's work. Because if it was built on another man's work, then we would have to support their teachings. We have to put forth their customs, their traditions, and their doctrines. We have to abide by them. Second Corinthians chapter 10, start at verse 12, read, teach.
For we dare not make ourselves of the number.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Come on.
Or compare ourselves with some that commend themselves.
You hear that? Yes, we don't compare ourselves to people who already commend themselves. Watch this, though.
But they, measuring themselves by themselves.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
We got this. If y'all listen, matter of fact, they had cut the cameras off. How many of y'all was up in that debate that I did with Ron Young up there? Any of y'all in there? Y'all went in there? Many of y'all was out there, all right? Y'all were there. So at the end of it, he was trying to, at the end of the, you know, after he got thoroughly annihilated.
Thoroughly.
Slaughtered. It's bad. It's bad. You got to admit,
it was bad.
So at the end of it, they tried to gain something and try to commend themselves and compare themselves amongst the people up there. What do we do? Proud about what they do every Sunday and all this other stuff. And I said, there's no comparison. Bro, y'all got your ass whooped.
The base is going in.
Y'all need to go back and do the first works of repentance all over again.
Come on.
I'm not here to try to set up and say, we're better than you. You better. The whole purpose of it is debate, not to set up for us to make friendship and all this other shit. For you to hear the damn truth.
Yes.
Y'all
yes.
Came from it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The beer said it, Ron Young underestimated pastor.
Yeah.
You know, after all, he got letters. He didn't take that dang gum. What they call this stuff? Hamster fodder. Put it in the cage and let the hamsters urinate and defecate all over it on it. Because it don't mean nothing. Read on. Listen to this.
And comparing themselves among themselves.
Hey, bless you, Rob. How you doing, Smithy White? Rob, you're making some good videos. You really, truly are. Really, truly are. And tell your husband that I said hi. Old Pastor Dow said hi. All right, let's get back to it in the saddle. Come on with it.
And comparing themselves among themselves are not wise. But we will not boast of those things without our measure.
Stop. Let's talk about boasting for a second.
Come on, Chef.
Let's talk about boasting for a second. You see, whenever you tout or say something you can do, that ain't boasting. Boasting is when you have an inflated opinion of yourself.
Ooh.
And you can't even accomplish what you believe you can.
That's a good breakdown.
You can do.
That's good.
So Brother Ugly gets on there and tries to say that Well, they talk about cardinal works, you know, communities and homesteads and casting out devils. And then in another tongue-in-cheek, he says, I'm not saying anything bad, but you just post. I'm like, you know what? I can accept that, brother. We do make our boasting, y'all.
Yeah.
And being obedient to it. We thank the Father for obedience.
Praise y'all.
So, yeah, we're going to continue to keep on boasting in the Lord, y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to boast in being able to obey.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
And we hope it goes far beyond the regions of Archaea. We're going to boast in that.
Oh, yeah.
What are we boasting in? Making our boast in Yah.
Yeah. That's it. He alone.
Tell me, but they try to twist it. They're trying to make you think that you're doing something wrong by glorifying Yah because you're able to obey him.
Always, yeah. I appreciate it.
Have we ever heard the book says obedience better than sacrifice?
Yes, sir.
And a hawk is better than a fat of rams? Yes. To obey.
No.
Then he goes on to say, well, there are fruits is. They talk about fruits and building communities and homesteads and people dwelling together and being able to do deliverance and do miracles and signs. Ooh, and wonders.
He ain't doing it.
That sounds good.
Go ahead.
Jesus is right.
Yeah.
We'll get to Matthew 7 in a second.
Yes, sir.
Bye now. Fruit? You shall?
No. Oh,
yeah. So if you ain't doing none of these, you ain't got no fruit.
Come on.
Dead.
Mm.
There you go. See, but they so twisted and deceived and warped and distorted. Well, and they insult, they throw out insults. No, we throw out facts.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, you fat. That ain't an insult, that's a
love.
You're fat as hell. That ain't no insult, that's a fact.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Straight forward. Straight talk. Straight way.
You call me anything you want. I'm more likely I laugh at it. We talk about each other so bad down here.
Oh, yeah.
We just like.
Oh, yeah.
And if it shoots in, we laugh at it. If it don't, we like, no, wait a minute, man. That ain't me, man.
I know that.
See, they're more sensitive.
Come on.
Today, men can't even speak like men today. You got to roll around and have rainbow hats on every time you turn around, man.
Gentle, soft
voice.
Come on.
Oh. Man. No, it's real. Y'all need to hear this broadcast. Y'all really need to hear it.
Let them listen.
You preach
that. Y'all really truly need to hear this.
Yeah, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Reach, come on. Let's finish on with it.
But we will not boast of things without our measure.
See, we're not going to sit up there and boast of things without our measure. We're going to stay right within our reach.
That's good.
Hallelujah.
Good.
We can't go outside of that. Because as soon as we get outside of it, we open game, man. Y'all be quick to tell us about ourselves. Soon. But you want to sit up there and try to call us boasting in the things that we can do? That's within our measure.
Come on.
That's fire, bro.
That's
good.
Yeah.
That's good. Then that ain't that within our measure. Yeah. It is within your measure.
That ain't boasting.
That's good. That's the devil. That's not boasting.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I tell you. Y'all, is anybody receiving any type of education?
Yes,
just a little bit.
Yes, a thousand times.
We're talking about, we're going to get on church. We're going on church etiquette.
Yes.
Assembly etiquette.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They said to me, well, Pastor Dow, your ass is big as damn soccer balls. I go, you're telling the truth. You tell you got no problem with me, brother. What am I supposed to receive an insult from that? Get mad and all of a sudden.
A man
or what?
A fan? Good,
I know what the problem is.
Yes, sir.
Too many people have grew up in single family homes.
Oh! Come on with that. Oh!
The mama raised.
Yeah.
Oh! Daddy ain't talking to you like that.
Come on! Say
That dollar is going to be like that. Oh, hell no.
It's a dysfunctional society. And if you're fortunate to be a grown man,
yes,
that's why I keep telling y'all, many of you get on discipline.
Yeah.
Because you can be raised with a single family home, be up on a discipline, and still learn how to become a man.
Come on, step two. Come on,
that's
step two.
That's hallelujah, man.
I remember. Dang. You remember when you first came around?
Yes, sir. Ooh.
And you love singing.
Yes.
Everybody know that, right? And you get up there to sing. Remember on stage?
Yes, sir.
I lit your ass up, didn't I? I lit your ass. I had him to tears.
Yep.
You think I give a shit about his tears? No, everybody else is probably feeling sorry for him. I'm not feeling sorry for him. Because I'm there to try to bring out the best in him.
Yes,
Father.
He cried about the other shit later.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, passed out, you insisted, passed out. Passed out, you don't have to understand, passed out. Don't you know, passed out, people get hurt. I ain't never seen hurt bleed.
Mm-hmm.
Not no feeling.
You're good.
Am I telling the truth, son?
That's the truth. Yes, sir.
No, hell no, man. Sing the shit like this. Sing like this.
Yes, sir.
Now you can't control.
Mm. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We don't release the cracking.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
Come on.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that beautiful enough?
Hallelujah.
Still don't have no problem singing, rejoicing.
Yeah.
Even at work, boy.
All we did was give a son off.
Hallelujah.
See, but if he would have fainted, in that you would have seen small strength.
Yeah.
But he received it.
Yes. Praise your hallelujah.
And he's been glorifying y'all ever since.
Yeah.
Isn't that right, son?
Yes, sir.
You got no problem glorifying y'all. You got no problem praising y'all.
No.
Give a damn hoot. I don't care who like it. I'm in it.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to sing. I'm going to dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. See, what I did was I broke that chain of it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Broke that chain of embarrassment off of
them. Yeah.
And caring about what people think and say. Give y'all glory.
Come on, yes, sir.
Come on.
Oh,
sir.
Wow.
Thank you, single cop.
Hallelujah.
You
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Making men men.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Shoot. That's the same thing I'm doing, Lil Freeman.
Hallelujah.
I'm still working on his ass.
Yes, sir.
He comes up to practice, he sees me, black the pastor, I said, damn, you finally got that shit off your head, then you had that damn mop on his head. He's like, damn it, is pastor ever going to say a good word to me? I always say good words to you, I love you.
It is.
Hey. You know what I mean? See, I love you enough to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
Everybody else going to call it with
you.
So I did a practice, I said, that was damn good song you sung on Danielson broadcast. That was a good song you saw. Well, I really can't take care of the credit for it. Frogman wrote it. I said, I don't give a shit about who wrote it. I'm talking about who sang it.
That was good.
Believe me, I understand I have multitudes of years on it. I'm just trying to hone them in.
Yes, sir.
Then I said, don't nobody ever get a damn songwriter credit. It always goes to the singers.
It's true.
Songwriters getting dividends from it. Get jobs.
Yeah.
He gets royalties.
Wow.
Believe me, see, that's what people don't know. Frogman, he's like being in the background.
Mm-hmm.
That's where he's been trained.
Yeah.
Frogman out trying to be up front. You would never know that Frogman was a seal. If we didn't tell you, he damn sure ain't gonna tell you. He ain't gonna tell you. You never know it. Get your ass messed up, though.
It's always, yeah. Good night.
There's this guy called, did I get it, Andrew Tate?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yep.
He used to be an MMA fighter, right?
Yep. I know that, yeah.
And there's this guy up in Canada by the name of Greg Doucette. He used to be an old-time bodybuilder. He's like 48 years old, IFBB pro. I think he's like 5'8".
weigh about 180, 90 pounds.
Still looks pretty good. He tells you clearly because he abused PEDs.
He's on TRT.
All right, he tells you clearly. So anyway, Andrew Tate, he made a video he called All Bodybuilders Are Fishes and Pucks. The way they paint a broad brush to all bodybuilders. He's all you gotta do is smack them in their damn face a couple times, and you'll watch them whimper like a little baby, a little sissy. Andrew Tate, you said it right. Now I'm not a bodybuilder. I just lift weights. So I wrote in the comment down there, and I said, and then his challenge was to get people into the octagon if they're a bodybuilder. I said, isn't that damn something? I said, isn't that something? I said, basically, in a nutshell, let me paraphrase. I said, there you go, your classic punk right there. See, what he wants to do, he wants to capitalize on what he calls his expertise. Try to get somebody in his damn arena and call everybody a bunch of damn punks when he won't get his damn arena. I'll get in your arena, and I'm old as shit. But when I come to your damn arena, I'm coming with my arsenal.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to get an option on with your ass. And as soon as they ring that damn bell, out come my knife. I'm going to light your ass up. You understand what I mean?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, you understand what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Because I don't, if we was in the octagon, I'm not going to go out and say, there better not be a referee. Ain't no tap out rules. You understand what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
War is hell.
Mm-hmm.
There's death at this shit. There ain't no damn referee is tapping out. I don't care if you get a little couple of taps here and there and out. Nah, brother, we go for broke. So you come in there with your little jujitsu, your little boxing skills and all the damn black belt theater shit, I'm coming with what I know.
Hallelujah.
I made that comment so everybody can understand and see, not because I can't be beaten. I'm sure I can. Even though I've never lost a fight in my life, I'm sure there's somebody out there whoop my ass, I promise you. Probably about 50 million people. You understand what I mean? But you gonna damn so know I've been there.
Hallelujah.
That's the attitude of a man.
Yes, sir.
So I was trying to speak to his audience and let them know, why would somebody even talk like that in the first damn place?
Right.
In real fighting, in real war, there's no referees. You don't get a time limit per round. Now, we're going to fight under new conditions. What kind of fight is that?
Right.
That ain't no damn fight. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir.
That's like us going to fight the Philistines. Okay, Philistines, you can't use spears.
Mm.
We're all going to sit down, sign a contract on what we going, how we going to be able to fight. All God got those spine in your contract, put this pin through your eye or the side of your neck. You feel what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And people are under this delusion because everybody else is under that delusion. They want to bring everybody else under that delusion like they're some type of tough piece of crap up.
Real tough.
Sorry, bro. I try to teach men, but they ain't never made a man on the face of planet Earth that I'm shaking, quaking, or fearing. Come on.
Hallelujah.
And all men, especially Israelites, you need to have not only an attitude, but you need to have that confidence in yourself.
Yes.
Because as Israelite brothers, the time is coming when it's going to be us against them.
Come on.
It's like there was this guy, he was out there on the street corner. See, most of these people call him. First of all, don't even try to compare yourself with the people called the Voice of the Martyrs. You ever heard of the Voice of the Martyrs? Y'all ain't never heard of that? Boy, y'all got a lot to learn. TSA, we just old man. Don't even try to compare yourself. So this guy goes to a gay pride parade. He preaching Jesus. You know what them homosexuals and sodomites did? They took his Bible out of his hand. They started spitting on him. I told you it's a militant spirit, didn't I?
Yes,
they started hitting on him, and he ripped his Bible and then took his Bible and threw it in a porta potty. Did you hear?
Yes,
that's what they did when he went. I was like,
you know what?
And then, first thing the Christians want to do is say, vengeance is thine. I will repay, says Yah. Now say that again. Vengeance is who?
Oh.
And he will what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Says who?
Yah.
And Yah has an appointed time.
Yes, he does.
And he's going to do that vengeance.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He never told us to settle up and accept an ass whooping for somebody. Never. If that's the case, then why was Israel to fight against the Canaanites?
Mm.
The Moabites, the Jebusites, the Prebusites, the Amorites.
Greeks.
Yes. Why would we have to fight against the Philistines?
And
against the Greeks. Why would we? You people, the delusion is real.
Yes, it is.
Y'all, I'm telling y'all. Whether we're suffering persecution for his name's sake. Huh? Now, listen. I ain't like some of you folk that's done read the Bible 10 times, but I've read the scriptures. And I cannot pick it up. I can't see it in there. If I saw it in there, I would tell y'all.
Yes, sir.
But I read that my God's a man of war.
Yes, he is.
See, when y'all read about Paul taking all these ass whoopings and stuff, that's because he was up against a contingency. He was all by himself. Nobody was really with him.
Right.
What you gonna call Priscilla and Aquila, some type of show of force? I mean, come on, there wasn't too many people with him.
Yes, sir. That's
so when they took him, he had to.
Yeah. That's good. Yes, sir.
They're gonna make me the time they capture us, and then we have to take that ass whooping.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But man, while we are able to fight, you better fight.
Yes, sir.
And then when you get the scripture to tell you, fight the good fight of faith and lay a hold of eternal life. What is faith? Mental sin and believing?
Come on.
Faith without.
Word
is,
yeah.
Thank you very much. I don't want to hear that.
Oh,
don't give me that faith.
Preach.
Your preach.
Way of thinking.
Preach.
Listen,
come on. There you go.
Come on.
They hear King David.
Yeah.
That's a man of God.
Your own heart. Come on.
Yeah, right after y'all's own heart. Abraham. Friend of Yah.
Yeah.
Moses, custodian of Yah. You want to put all this passivity in us?
Now
you out of your damn. You ain't disowning my mind like that.
Come on, Chef.
That's what, remember, that's what y'all, Ron Young tried to do during that debate. Mm-hmm. He tried to disarm all my arguments by agreeing.
Yeah, right.
When I did that, I put that samurai on him.
Wow.
Y'all ain't never told me to die at the hand of a sodomite.
Yeah.
Come on. The Bible says all those who live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. What's the persecution? It's mostly verbal persecution.
Yeah.
Now, if we was under occupation, well, like they were in that day when the Romans was there,
right?
We had no ability to resist.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
What are you going to do when you ain't got no ability to resist? You people, I'm telling you, the deception is off of the proverbial chain. It really truly is. It's sad what y'all have been made to believe. Some of you are so passive. You remember I told y'all about this story about these Amish people up here? So some of you have never heard of this. If you want to hear it, type in 1. If you don't, we'll keep moving.
One.
Keep moving, 7. 1, you want to hear it, 7, keep moving.
1.
This is something. My job is to try to keep a defibrillator on our mind to keep us on the straight path.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Bless you, sir. No more than 30, 40 miles from here, this place right here, there's what do you want to call them up there? Amish or Mennonites? Tell Mother Carol to come here. I don't know which one they are, man. We've been going there for years. I still can't figure them out. I know Mennonites, they drive vehicles and ride in planes. The Amish don't do that. They really strict. They really strict, man. They horse and buggy, whole 9 yards. No.
They were Amish.
And what's the store we go to? Hub Biggers, but it's in, what's that part of Kentucky? Nah, something like that. Anyway, so check this out. They have these stores, country stores. You know where you can buy stuff from Lehman's. You know, old-fashioned stuff. You know, like to churn butter, two-way saws, you know, old implements and tools and stuff you build to survive off the land in case you run out of modern-day conveniences,
right?
And they sell flower, all kinds of stuff, right? And they're very passive and docile people. When I say passive and docile, I mean passive and docile. Mm. So anyway, you got these damn redneck heathens. They went over there and they saw it, they scoped it out, right? And they saw that this man had like $3 or $4. So they waited till nightfall for them to get in the house. You know what they did? Two or three of them went in there, beat the shit out of the father. He calling on Jesus. Beat the shit out of the mother, raped the shit out of the daughters. Taking turns, running trains and everything on. And this man is sitting in the corner praying to Jesus. Raping them.
Ain't no way.
I mean, for hours on end, raping them. And he praying. You know what happened? So, another guy that was a friend of them, who ain't Amish,
mm-hmm.
he said, we'll take care of this shit. They'll be back. He went and got his shotgun. He said, I'm going to sleep over here every damn night and let the ass come back here. See a difference?
Yeah.
Now, what man are you going to sit around and let your dogs get raped half damn devil just calling on Jesus? I'm going to call on Jesus every single damn time that I pull that trigger.
Every five times.
Shoot the shit out of you. If I don't put a knife and gut you.
Yeah, yeah.
From here to here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to give you some wings to fly by the time I cut the rib cage to separate your...
Yeah.
And they believe because of their doctrine, that's how strong Paul's doctrine is.
Oh, strong delusion.
That you can't ever, they call it retaliation. First of all, why is it retaliation when somebody perpetuating evil against you?
Yes, sir. Come on.
If we would set foot in defense of the message, why can't you defend your own homestead?
True.
See, religion, that's some serious drug now. You on some serious stuff. You on that chronic pain. You on some bad stuff. And their doctrine is that way. Matter of fact, if people wanted you, they'd go back right now and ain't a damn thing they would do about it. Nothing. Not one thing they would do about it. They went right back and returned the same doctrine. Not one damn thing. Let the devil try to come down here and do some shit like this. What else do without? They'll see y'all hanging up from these damn trees.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Y'all think lynching was something. You ain't seen lynching.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said that's an extreme situation. No, that's a truthful situation that did happen. It wasn't those extreme situations. It happened. How many times I told y'all when people got nothing to lose, they lose it, right?
Yes, sir.
So are we not watching people lose it?
Yes, sir.
In this time right now, we're not.
Yes,
people don't care.
Nah.
People are going in and just shoot. Did y'all hear about that old story while I was going to Georgia last week? A guy went and set a building on fire. Y'all heard about that one? He set the building on fire, and as people were running out the building, he was shooting. Pow, 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 pow. Just last week I heard this. On news. So when we tell y'all that this society is going from bad to worse, you better believe it. And we'll get back on the mess again. So we don't boast on that. You already did verse 18?
Oh, still 13.
Damn, we ain't made nowhere, teach. What's taking you so long? So check this out. This ministry wasn't built on another man's perspective, persuasion, or whatever. It's all been built straight on the book.
Hallelujah.
We didn't ordain ourselves.
Nope.
The men that ordained us, they already dead in a grave.
Yeah.
Gone. They had, I promise, they done met their maker. The king. Because he was some righteous, holy men. They, even in all their zeal, whatever, now they meant business when it comes to straight up holiness and truth.
Hallelujah.
They wasn't playing around. They wasn't not playing. They seriously meant it.
That's it.
Come on, teach.
But we will not boast of things without our measure, but according to the measure of the rule which Yah has distributed to us.
Now, who's the giver of every good gift? Yah is, right?
Yah.
So Yah has given everyone a measure that he's distributed.
Mm.
And you ain't going past that.
Nope.
He's giving it to you.
Giving.
Now, when he decides to increase it, you better show some faithfulness and some fidelity in his work.
Yes.
For him to be able to, you have to understand, we are always being, I don't care how much you, I love Jesus, we're always being tested.
Yes.
We're always being proved.
Yes.
We're always being tried by Most High Yah.
Yes, sir.
Always. And you know the reason why? Because then he tells you, you prove me today.
Yeah.
You test me.
Mm-hmm.
You try me.
Yes.
That's what he said. He ain't no hypocrite.
Yeah,
come on.
Mm-hmm. Read on, teach.
A measure to reach even unto you.
Now listen, my measure that the Most High Yah is so great. Watch this. Now I'm going to reverse this and say, so low that I had to abase myself to even reach some of you people.
Man.
With all the knowledge I've got of Yah, all the wisdom I got of Yah. You think what measure I had to use in order to be able to gain some of you? Read that part again. They think I'm making it up. Read it again, teach.
Good news.
But we will not boast of things without our measure.
Listen.
But according to the measure of the rule which Yah has distributed to us.
Y'all hear that? Come on.
A measure to reach even unto you.
You hear that? So let me see, I was able to reach you. I remember when Teacher Eric first got here. He come over here and he sit across the dining hall and he look at me like some enigma. Be fixed on me. Man, am I really here? Am I looking at this cat, looking at this guy? Just fixed on me, fixed on me. Don't get me wrong. If he's going to do y'all's work, go do it. But don't, man, you don't ever, don't despise your teachers. Why do you think I'm keep talking about this? I'm trying to teach Israel something.
Oh, yeah,
that's not acceptable behavior.
No, sir.
You all ever hear me talking negative about Bishop Mulberry?
No, you never. No.
What about R.G. Sterling, including all the shit he done?
No.
Ever? I think I heard in the Book of Acts, even Paul said it. You're right. It's according to the law, it ain't even right to even speak evil of a high priest. There's a limitation that you have. You may not understand it and like it in this world, but in eternity, it's already set and written.
Yes, sir.
That's why he goes on to say stuff like, obey them that will rule over you. Remember them.
Yeah.
And you know what he said? Stop right there. Isn't that amazing? Why does he say that? Well, ain't nobody got no rule over me. That ain't the way the book talks. I bet somebody got the rule over you when they tell you you better be here to clock in at this time.
Ooh.
And you better clock out at this time.
Come on. Go through. Come on.
You hypocrites. Get that right. Come on, teach.
For we stretch not ourselves beyond our measure.
We stretching ourselves beyond measure. You ain't got to worry about me. I won't go past my measure. I know my limitations.
Yes, sir.
Just because my limitation is far what you're used to.
Yeah.
That don't mean I'm limited by y'all.
Come on.
So when I make my boast in y'all,
yes.
I boldly proclaim when I go out and say the kingdom of heaven is...
Oh, yeah! Come on!
I boldly proclaim it.
Come on.
Back it up. Yeah. Is that boasting beyond measure?
No.
Come on.
They need the measure.
You about to see
it? It is your measure.
Come on.
That's so good.
Come on.
That's good.
Come on,
we teach. Mm-hmm. And so, we reach not unto you.
The whole purpose is to be a what? Reach to you. Come on.
For we are come as far as to you also in preaching the good news of Messiah. Not boasting of things without our measure.
You know what's amazing? How is it that when people first hear me, you know, you you got to be chosen of y'all to hear me.
Yes, that's true.
The voice is totally different.
Yes, sir.
The respect and the way to hold on y'all was in Christianity in that bondage and couldn't even accept it, even though you were bound.
1,000%.
You come over here and be like, wait a minute.
Come on. President.
Come on.
Come on.
Like, hey, boy, this is making a lot of sense. Then you turn over. Well, honey, come listen in. She listens. Jezebel starts smiling. You expect Jezebel to be able to hear when y'all don't give a damn about her hearing. You need to hear.
Come on.
Come on, Seth.
Once you hear it, then you can take
it. Come on, Seth. Come on, man.
That's why I keep telling you, I ain't trying to reach these women. I'm reaching men.
Oh.
Y'all didn't send me to go preach the Mary Madison.
Oh.
Come on.
Come on.
I want to know who's in authority of Mary Madison.
Read
on, T.
Not boasting of those things without our measure, that is, of other men's labors.
See that? You don't hear me boasting in other men's labors.
No. Right.
No, straightway, we are the laborers.
Come on.
And the harvest is plenty.
Come on.
And the laborers are few. And you still gonna be you're gonna be hard pressed in this ministry to find. You look at these two right here. You're gonna be hard pressed to find men working the way we work. I'm telling you, man, hard pressed, man. Hard pressed, including Brother Bud too.
Yeah.
That old man can still work.
Damn.
You hard pressed.
Credit
where
it's due.
And all thing Brother Bud wanna do is build stuff.
That's it.
He does. He wants to build stuff to teach.
That's it.
And you may not like his teaching style.
I do.
But he ain't there for you to like his teaching
style. That is.
Teaching.
That is.
He's there to get you to an expected end.
Yes.
That's what I keep telling you, all these dysfunctional homes.
Yes.
Yep.
Well,
yes.
You were raised by a mom and the man was out of the house.
Yep.
That's the problem.
That is. That is.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Man.
Come on, Teach.
But having hope when your faith is increased.
You hear that? The hope is when your faith is what?
Your faith is increased.
You know the reason why? Because then we know you understand me.
Hallelujah.
Then you know it's not personal. Hey, you a drummer. I'm not a drummer.
Yes,
how many times I rebuke your ass on them damn lines?
Yes,
sir.
Yeah.
That shit don't feel good.
No.
That shit hurts.
Yeah.
I don't care what anybody says. Correction or rebukes, it hurts the flesh.
Yep.
You still ain't believe, but it hurts. It don't feel good. I ain't sparing it at all. We're looking for an expected end.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
That we shall be enlarged by you.
You hear that? That's when they say, oh, y'all deceived. Oh, y'all done drank the Kool-Aid. Oh, y'all don't remember. Oh, you mean tell me because we was able to do something more for you than anybody else was able to do? We was able to park for you than anybody else was able to do? You mean to tell me that, so now y'all show more honor, more respect for us because you really, truly get what we're really
doing?
It's all about getting you to the kingdom.
They got the same thing to do with us.
We're not expecting you to meet our righteousness. We expect you to meet His righteousness.
Come on.
Righteousness. Everlasting righteousness.
They spiritually retarded ass people.
Hey, can't you believe?
Here's my
key.
Everybody gets all set.
Can't see the key.
Man, come on.
Then this other woman. This woman said, ain't no way in hell I will be married to you. I go, boy, woman,
you damn right.
I mean, woman, ooh, you flatter yourself.
Yeah.
What makes you think I'm
what the hell?
Hey,
is she got both of them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you flatter yourself. What the hell make you think I would ask you?
Yeah. Hey. The nerve, the audacity.
Are you out of your damn? Ooh, you not even a consideration.
Come on.
No. Not in this life, nor the life to come.
Giving you that honor? Come on.
Ooh. Oh, I'm done with you.
Hey,
bye.
Hey.
And we ain't gonna just go away.
Just go.
Ooh,
This world is something else.
Hey,
I want to talk frank with us, all right?
Yes, sir.
Listen, sisters, I do love y'all. I truly do. I don't love y'all the way y'all want to be loved. If it wasn't for the man, you wouldn't be shit.
Nope.
Stop. The house you live in, a man built it. The world you live in, a man rules it. The car you drive, a man designed it and built it. This is a man's world. He has a role, you have a role. A man is not designed to have an apron on.
Yeah.
To have a nurturing, gentle, kind spirit. That makes sense?
Yes, a lot. Yes.
A man is not designed to cook better than you, clean better than you. This is one woman, boy, she put a lot of women to shame on the internet. She said, they asked her, so, what's your job? She said, housewife. Housewife? Oh, yeah. Housewife. She said, you say that, why you proud?
I said, I am.
He said, you know why? Because I would bust rail a clean off shell than somebody else's.
Come on.
Now there you go. Cut it off.
That's it. Game over. Game over.
She said, I would much rather clean my husband's shell than somebody
else's.
Where did this woman come from?
That's common sense.
A teacher Sheena, you're right.
Y'all, that's
there. I'm like, woo, they better stop leaving. They better leave these woke women alone.
Dang.
Yeah.
Real. Yeah.
Real
that's
woman.
Amazing.
That's beautiful. But she's a beautiful woman, too. She's a housewife. I take care of my husband. I take care of everything. I fold his clothes. I cook his food. I draw his bath water. I raise his children. I make sure they're clean. They're fed. I educate them.
Come on.
And I clean his house, which is our house, but I clean his house. Make sure I much rather do that. They go out there and do it for somebody else.
Yeah.
I was like, this woman. You got to be in here.
She
is
a beautiful
woman. Come on over straightway. Come on over straightway. What's wrong with that?
Man. That is.
I don't expect, and I don't ever want to see no sisters out there trying to, can you imagine sisters trying to do a foundation work, dirt work, land blocking, then
Building.
That takes
forever.
No! There's a reason why we got this thing called testosterone.
Yes. Come on.
And so we're designed to do that all day long.
Yes.
Y'all not.
Yes. Yeah. God's creation. His image. Come on.
See, that's when you're trying to expect more out of people. They're not capable of producing. They're not capable of that.
Measure.
Again, beyond measure.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
That's foolishness to expect that.
Yes. Yes.
Like that's foolishness. You expecting for me to make a dinner for you? Oh, shit. We all going to have golf. We done.
Myself tonight.
Can you imagine you put me, Teacher Shane, and Elder Doug in the kitchen?
No thighs.
Hey, can you imagine what it would look like if you got Elder Rufus, Pastor Corey, and Brother Daniel serving you?
My friend.
What you looking at? He all mad.
Oh, hell.
We done. We all finished.
We're going to be
standing for the sisters. Please get these Negroes out of here. Get them out. Yeah. Murder. Police. You you know I'm telling the truth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'm telling the truth.
Read on, G.
That we shall be enlarged by you
according to our rule abundantly.
You know what that means? Okay, so you learn it from us.
Yeah.
We're teaching you. We have limitations already, but we can exceed those limitations based on what you do.
Ooh,
that's what he
said.
We shall be allowed
by
you.
You. That is wow.
Because your level of obedience would take us farther than what we could.
Come on.
That's
come
crazy.
On. Oh,
that's
yeah.
Old. That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
God exceed everything.
Oh, yeah.
Listen. Check it on, man.
Yes, sir.
That's
yes, sir.
You going to see us in the
game.
We get the
game. Oh, yeah.
Hey,
about
time
we
got
to
hit
him. That's crazy, bro. Yes, sir.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
We got to do this now.
Now. Now. Now. Come on, sir.
Take heed.
You get it?
Wow.
Look, if there was something else to do in this world besides what we're doing, I would have discovered it by now. This is it.
Yes.
Our whole purpose of having breath in our life is to serve the king.
Yes.
Ain't nothing else.
And everybody go, yeah, we're going to serve the king. Where's the king? Well, okay, how you going to do that without serving each other?
Come on, Chef.
Oh.
Come on, Chef. How you doing?
Oh.
Come on.
To serve the king is to serve each other.
Love y'all.
My
love his children.
The house of Israel.
Yes.
Oh.
You people want to have your own independent relationship divorced from Israel and say you're serving the king. Bullshit.
Yes, sir.
You're deceived.
Yes, sir.
That's in the
big time deceived.
Yep.
This is bad. It's really bad what they, I keep calling it mental gymnastics, the way they keep, you know, they use semantics of words.
Yeah.
I hate to use that word too because so many people use it nowadays. But they do use that to try to deceive the heart of the sinner. Come on, teach. Finish up.
To preach the good news, the gospel, in the regions beyond you, and not to boast in another man's line of things.
Y'all hear that?
Yeah.
So, what measuring stick does Straightway use? What other ministry?
I ain't none.
Y'all see any? Do we compare ourselves to anybody?
No.
Do we measure ourselves against anybody? Are we trying to obtain to another ministry? We ain't. The measuring stick has always been him.
Yes.
And I know we always going to fall short of that. I believe me. But as the old saying goes,
man,
if you shoot for the stars,
come on.
Don't lay your ass out.
What's wrong with that? Come on, T.
Hallelujah.
Preach the gospel to reach beyond you. And not to boast in another man's line of things made ready to our hands. But he that glorieth, let him glory in the Master.
Yes.
For not he that commends himself is approved, but whom the Master commends.
Come on. Come on.
So everybody be saying, oh, we love Jesus. We love Jesus. Oh. We all can love Jesus.
That's true.
But you've got to admit, Jesus ain't got his hand on every man.
No,
true.
Hell no.
True. Mm-hmm. Again, I'm going to tell you, we all love Jesus.
That's true.
Yeah, we do. I love y'all, sure. We do. But he ain't got his hand. He don't have his hand on you just because you say.
Yeah. Correct.
That goes back again. Who is y'all approving of?
Yeah.
I don't know of another ministry in this world that changes lives like Straightway. And I believe me, I don't expect the world to accept this because ain't nobody trying to be obedient to y'all.
No.
That is the whole point. No, we're going to serve y'all in the beauty of holiness. We're
gonna
serve
him.
Praise God.
And
when it's all said and done, y'all keep all your glory,
man.
Keep all y'all fame, and then pay for it all.
Yep.
We're
going
to pay. Ooh.
The king.
Come on,
the
king.
Yep.
Mind you, I'm telling you, you're in the ministry. I mean, y'all give a bunch of credence to this stuff in the world, don't you? Yeah, we have engineers in Straightway.
Mm-hmm.
We have doctors in Straightway.
Yeah.
We have lawyers in Straightway. Professionals in Straightway. Yep, soldiers. In a straight way. Custodians. In a straight way. Cooks. If we get everything you think of, school team, we got it all in a straight way. I don't want to hear, we cover the whole damn spectrum.
Yep.
It's all there. We have a nuclear physics. You know what that is? That's me blowing y'all ass.
Dad died, wouldn't go to no church.
Nope. Nope. First time I remember Dad Dow going to church is a funeral. That's when he go to church. Second time I remember him going to church, or other time I remember him going to church, when I came on and told him, "Old man, you going to hell." He said, "That ain't me. I ain't going to hell." I was on leave. By the time I got back down to Mother Carol's and them family house, he had called the phone, asked me to come back out there. He was on the floor in the living room, pulling up carpet, repenting.
Hallelujah.
I just said that.
I left it home.
When y'all get you that state,
yeah.
All he needed to hear was that one thing, but y'all was doing something already. Y'all was doing something already. Because that morning he was already mocking me. Boy, come on, he's this dang sausage boy. You grew up on this bacon, this sausage boy. Get that black stuff, yeah. His mama said, "Dad, I ain't touching this stuff." Oh, you some righteous holy on him.
Yeah,
I walked out the door and said, "Dad, I hate to tell you this, but you going to hell." So did. By the time I, 9 miles, I got down to Carroll's house. Well, I was on, it was still in the middle. I was in the military on leave. By the time I got down there, he had called the phone, come back. He was crying, bro. Man, I had to turn around, come right back. He was on the living room floor.
Praise God.
Oh, God. At 58, 59 years old, man, he sure was. And then, That first day, we was over at this Pentecostal church, which was no more than a mile or two away from 2 miles from the house. He was getting baptized. Man, Dad Dow got baptized. That thing, man, he broke all tradition. Dad Dow got baptized in the Pentecostal church. I told him, I'd already told him, listen, you're going to get baptized here. When I get out of the military, you know what I mean, then we'll just go ahead and start to work from there. I got out of the military. He was still going to Pentecostal church. That's all right. Teach Shane had come on by then. He had developed a relationship with him. But when Dad Dow got baptized, man, he got baptized. He took off. He ran up out of the baptism, ran through that whole church soaking wet. He ran back to the altar, giving y'all glory.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I said, yeah, he got it. Y'all got him. And mind you, in the midst of all that, Dad Dow was speaking in tongues the whole night.
Hallelujah.
Mama
Dow
didn't believe. She wasn't having it. I know who you are. I mean, I'm telling you, you're married before you.
Yeah.
1 year later, almost to the very end, Mama Dow will see the back.
Come on. Praise God. Come on.
1 year later.
Whole house.
So did.
Whole house.
That's you.
Right, most y'all don't know this. Y'all don't know what street preaching is. Y'all think y'all know what street preaching is. T.J., did you hear about me street preaching in Rio?
Rio,
with the drug dealers and all the other people.
1 a.m. in the morning.
1 a.m. in the morning. Y'all out there conveniently at 5 and 6 on the Sabbath, 11 or 12. I was out there when the real shit taking place.
Yes.
I was out there talking to the drug dealers, the drug addicts, and the whores and the whoremongers. At 1 o'clock in the damn morning, when shit was live. Preaching and teaching Jesus in the hood.
Come on,
sir. No, real talk.
Yeah.
Am I telling the truth?
Real talk.
Real talk. Mm-hmm. I don't want it, man. Y'all get tired of y'all stuff. Anyway, Romans 15:23.
Yeah. So have I strived to preach the gospel. Not where Messiah was named, lest I should build upon another man's foundation. But as it is written, to whom he was not spoken of, they shall see. And they that have not heard shall understand.
Go to Romans 16, verse 3 and 4. We'll finish up on that. Watch this.
Greet Priscilla and Aquila, my helpers.
Go. Priscilla and Aquila are your what?
Helpers.
Help. But the other day you try to condemn people for being helpers in the faith.
Damn.
You know what? I'm going to download that video before you take it down. His number voice overture, so I'm going to let y'all hear this. He don't even call our name. He just, y'all know who he talking about. Yeah, you know who he talking about. And you see, wait y'all hear this.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, more than print. No, I ain't going to play it right here. Keep on reading. Watch this. Watch what Priscilla and Aquila did.
Read my helper then, Messiah, who have, for my life, laid down their own necks.
Stop. Mm. Wait a minute. So Paul had a couple, Priscilla and Aquila, laying down, they were willing to lay down their own life for the neck of Paul. They would give their neck for Paul, they would do that. Where we get this dedication at today, though? I mean, that's what he says. Well, for my life laid down their own necks, in whom I have not only give thanks, but also to the churches of the Goyans, or the Gentiles. Well, we have that kind of faith today. So let's go to Hebrews. Let's finish up over here.
Yeah, I ain't got that.
Well, all this stuff. Let's go to Hebrews 13, verse 7. And let's see. Because, see, we got a bunch of unruly people that want to try to set up here and think because they carry a Bible in their hand that they have no accountability whatsoever at all. All right? And can y'all imagine a woman trying to rebuke an elder? A woman even have the arrogance and the audacity to try to correct a man of Yah? I mean, even a prophetess Deborah wouldn't even dare to do nothing like that. Huh? There's some demonic orders on another chain and level, though, isn't it?
Yes,
Hebrews 13, verse 7, read, Jesus.
Remember them. Remember. Remember them which have the rule over you.
Stop. Who has the rule over you? Oh, I know. No. We can't have apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, elders, deacons, and all the way. We can't have that. But we can have supervisors, managers. Yeah, they go bosses, superintendents, district managers.
Yeah,
we can have all of them rule over us. Oh, yeah. Something's wrong.
Yes, sir.
Something seriously wrong.
Yes, sir.
Read on.
Who have spoken unto you the word of Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Whose faith follows.
Stop. Faith do what?
Follow.
Faith do what?
Follow.
Show me your faith without works.
Come on.
And I'll show you my faith.
My
works.
Yes.
Fruit. And by their fruit, you shall
know them.
So, lovely, don't even try to get in our class, man. Stop that mess. What you need to do, if you're going to be bitter, just go away bitter and be quiet. Don't even make it even a situation. Just stop, man. I'm trying to help you out here. I'm trying to figure out what kind of dog you got in the race anyway if Teacher Eric decided that he just wanted to divorce himself from us? Have you even done any due diligence whatsoever at all to figure out why he wants to? See, people get caught up in what they are, what they want to be caught up with.
Yes, sir.
Use the army analogies, we're going to get out of here, huh? When you first join the military, you got boot camp. Boot camp seems like it's hard. You know why? Because you ain't never had nobody in front of you screaming, hollering, telling you when to go to bed, when to wake up. Mom ain't waking you. She's not making your bed. And you get to eat, breakfast, you get about 2 minutes. Lunch, 2 minutes, maybe 2.5, and you out dining off.
You get that?
Yes, sir. And you back to stream, all the details, training, doing all your stuff. Seems hard. That's because in their 200-year history, they figure it will take us 8 weeks to take a natural-minded civilian to become a soldier. Y'all get it, right? Are we not soldiers in the army? Are we not here to please him who has called us?
Yeah! Oh, yeah. Come on.
Now, this is where the levels start increasing. So, they have things called special skills.
Yep.
Ooh. All right? It's not natural for people to want to go and jump out of an airplane. That's not natural. On the ground, everybody say, oh, we can do it.
Man.
Oh, yeah, but when you get up and that door opens, there's a whole set of different spirits. So they figured out. We sent them through all this training. We put them up on a 30-foot tower by, you know, tower week two. We give them 3 weeks of training and stuff like that. Then they'll be ready. Well, everybody still ain't ready. Less than 2% of all the military, somebody say 2%.
2%.
I said of all the military is airborne qualified. That's not many.
Wow.
Then you got some who want to go to special, even more special skills. They want to go to U.S. Army Ranger School. They want to be Special Forces. They want to be Force Recon. They want to be a Marine Raider. They want to be a Navy SEAL. They want to be all this other stuff. You follow me? But that comes way later on.
Yes, sir.
You have to at least be in a couple of years, a few years, before you even can even get in it. Does it make sense?
Yes, sir.
You just don't. You've already got to be in a discipline before you can be in a discipline. And very few out of all of them ever make it to Delta. And we're talking about that's the top tier of the crop, and very few make it to Delta from there. In other words, it's always an upper echelon.
Yes.
Ooh. Yeah.
Always. So what Christianity wants you to do is be content. It's just being familiar and say, oh, we Christians. Yeah. Yeah. But they don't want you to have you know, the things you haven't got to go through nothing. Because you ain't got to be a Christian, you really ain't got to talk shit.
Nah. Nah, man. Nah.
Ain't no persecution. Hey, a sodomite is a Christian. I saw one today. He was a Christian pastor. So, can't happen to Israel. Like, no, can't be there. No way. That's a standard. So this world has relaxed everything, and they want you to think that the Most High God is going to accept everything. But if you're part of the chosen, if you go back and listen to this last lines then that Daniel Mirren them did, you'll find out real quick in the midst of everything he said, use good meticulous ear. Y'all not accepting everything that comes into his kingdom.
Right.
Yeah. If you'd have heard anything out of that, you would have heard he ain't accepting no mess.
Yeah.
You're not getting into his kingdom with mess.
There's a door without a fence.
Hebrews 13:17.
Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch for your soul.
Now stop for a second. So you obey them, have a rule over you, right?
Yeah, right.
You do know that the day is coming when we're no longer going to have a rule. That y'all going to be in a rule. The same word is still going to be there. And then when you get old, somebody else gonna come up. It's the kingdom come. Same word is still gonna be there.
Right.
Been there for centuries.
Yep.
Do you hear me? And these people wanna actually think that they ain't nobody has a rule. Somebody got a rule.
Yes.
Always. I mean, even when we just go to the chain of command, Yah, the father has a rule over the son.
Yes.
Son has a rule over the husband.
Yeah.
Husband has a rule over the wife. Wife has a rule over the children. There's a rule.
Sure. Yeah.
Everybody are not priests. Everybody are not pastors or prophets, evangelists. They ain't, so somebody got a rule. But this is not the rule over you to hurt your edification, your exhortation, your comfort. That's it. See, anybody else that take it any other way, go bitch at your supervisor and your manager.
Come on now.
And your district manager.
Yep.
And your boss. The same way that you do over in the faith.
Wow.
See how long you last on your job.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pick and choose now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because we do it, we watch for your soul.
Come on.
Read.
Come on.
And they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief.
Now, this one passed everybody. So you got people that have a rule over you. Because you don't know, you don't think that we're able to give an account. Because that lot is not given to you. It does say it. It says, great, obey them that rule over you and submit yourself where they watch for your soul. And they that must give an account.
Great. Obey
watch this. That they may do it with
joy
and not with
grief.
For it's unprofitable unto you. See, watch for your soul. Some of you don't want your soul watched. That's Brandon McCall. You don't want nobody watching your soul. You don't want nobody giving an account. He's full of pride, full of self-will and arrogant and egotistical. Can't nobody tell him shit. If you go back and watch his video, even that he made when they made a video of him when he was in high school and college, he's been rebellious through them, rebellious through the army, rebellious, and he's still rebellious the same damn thing. Ain't changed nothing about his standard operating procedures. His whole testimony is rebellion. That's a damn shame, isn't it? And then they gloat in that rebellion. Do you look at, here it is. Deuteronomy 16:16, last thing. This is what they want to accuse us of controlling. This is what Elder Austin and Teacher Eric accuses us of controlling. The book says Deuteronomy 16:16. When you get there, read teach. I want y'all to listen to this very closely now.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Three times in a year.
One time in a year.
Three times.
Two times.
Three times.
When I pick and choose.
Three times.
When I get it off.
Three times.
When I have the time.
Three times.
3 times in a what?
In a year.
So what?
Shall all your mail shall appear before y'all.
Oh, I'm exempt because I'm in the United States of America.
Shall appear.
Read on.
Before Yahweh, your Elohim.
Read.
In the place which ye shall choose.
Come on.
In the feast of unleavened bread.
Oh.
One.
Now, that's a feast. That means Israelites are bread.
Oh, feast?
Ooh. Oh, yeah, we got
right.
That's why the feast. Yeah. Read on.
And in the feast of weeks.
Feast of weeks.
Yeah.
Well, Pentecost, right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
And in the feast of tabernacles.
Is this a suggestion or command?
That's a command.
Yeah.
That's a command.
Oh, but we got to do it because they're trying to control us.
So
I tell the elders, especially the elders.
Come on.
Especially those who have a call on your life.
Yeah.
Look, these days, you better be here.
Bring your ass.
Not visiting mama.
True.
Not making damn excuses about some shit going on in the world. You want to call me controlling, you might as well accuse y'all of that, because y'all is the one who commanded this. See, what they want to use is, they want to use the world to say that they're free and they're liberty. So they don't have to obey this. So we can keep the feast, and none of them don't keep the feast, because there ain't nobody there to verify. Are you following me? They don't keep the feast with the Israelites. So they want to use this as a means to say, well, we're trying to control. You mean you don't want no accountability? That's a real truth. Because people like Teacher Shane will come up, hey, teacher, where you been, man? And see, since you're American, you don't like that shit. Aren't you a teacher in Israel? Ain't you supposed to be over here with the Israelites setting the example so that others would follow? I'll aren't you an elder in Israel of Austin? Why you get exempt? Why does the pastors got to be here? The elders got to be here, but you ain't got to be here? What's the problem? What's going on? So we tell them, I get them making edicts. Hey, especially you and you leadership, you better have your ass here for the feast.
Yes.
Oh, they're trying to control you. Who's trying to control a rebellious person anyway? Y'all see it? Y'all get it?
Yes, sir.
It's amazing. When I correct my wives, they never tell me you're trying to control me. Isn't that amazing? But when it comes to obedience to this word, it's all about somebody trying to control me. First of all, number one, you're a bond servant.
Yeah.
Why would somebody want to control you when we know that the book says if anybody tries to rule over you, they do it to their own hurt? All we're trying to do is perfect the saints.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
How are you going to get respect and honor amongst Israel when they look around and they constantly see Pastor Dow, Pastor Carter, Teacher Shane, Elder Rufus, Elder Doug. They constantly see us all the time. Deacon Bell. They see us all the time. But then over here, where's Teacher Eric? Where's Elder Austin? Where they at? Why we always... They get leadership in here, but where are these other two?
Yeah.
Or you do like Elder Austin did, send up the whole congregation, you keep your ass back in garrison. That's something that sounds like a hireling, don't it? A shepherd is there to lead the flock.
Mm-hmm.
A hireling, lead them out to the wolves and every damn thing else. You expecting more out of others than you capable of producing yourself, you hypocrite. See, now I'm public enemy number one, because I talk like this. Somebody need to talk to you like this, because the day is coming when this voice is going to be in the grave. And you're going to wish you had heard a voice like this. These voices ain't going to continue on generation after generation. Because in case you hadn't figured it out, as time goes, the voices of preeminence and dominance gets weaker and weaker and weaker until the king comes. And with the way men is running low on testosterone today, we're looking at everybody going to be wearing rainbows and they was there all that too. The rainbow is supposed to be because y'all made a promise that he wasn't going to ever destroy the earth again with a flood. And then turn around and Satan done defiled that by using the very promise that Yah has made to let it be the glory of Sodomites.
Come on, man.
And twiddle poor people.
Look at this shit, man.
Nope. Unreal, isn't it? Everybody all right?
Yes, sir.
We good?
Yeah.
All right. So, hey, we appreciate each and every last one of y'all being here. Thank y'all for your support. Y'all prayers, we need y'all prayers.
Yeah.
Did y'all hear about me being down there in Georgia and a car stopped right in front of them?
Grease.
And literally just screeched out. I got it on video. Unbelievable. Wow. Look at the devil. The devil is a lie.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, brothers and sisters. If y'all saints up in Canada, y'all need to do, Brother Dwayne, Brother Sister Jane, all y'all need to do what y'all can to make sure that all of y'all are building a good relationship with Brother Steve and Sister Wendell.
Yes. Absolutely.
That's right. We don't get to pick our brothers and sisters no more than we can pick our natural brothers and sisters.
Yeah, I do.
But God has approved of us.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to the King. All right, Israel, with that said, we bless you all the sweet presence and strong. Victorious and mighty, overcoming name of overcoming King. Sure, I'm a kid. We'll be able to see y'all in the Father's will tomorrow morning. on everything else at the same time.
Woo!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless y'all.
Bless yourself.
Bless you. Yeah. Woo! That's a real straight man.
Yes, sir.
What?
That was literally a
little bit.
The whole thing was anthem. Literally, the entire
thing. Hell, hell. Shit.
Come on.
Hey, hey.